Matthew, Mark, Luke, and other gospels, they're called synoptic gospels because the content is very similar. But it's John's gospel, it's called the supplemental gospel. Some have even called it the simple gospel. But it's just strikingly different from the other gospels. John's purpose was to bring people to a spiritual life through Jesus Christ, to believe in Jesus Christ, to believe that he is who he said he was. A lot of times we find when we get new believers, we find that most folks just say, well, just go and start reading John. The difference, but we find it quite often. I believe that the gospel of John is for those that have already accepted Christ. They've got past the virgin birth. They've got past the miraculous conception, and they've gone on to accept that their Lord and Savior and Messiah could come. Just couldn't get to the heart of Jesus then. So when John wanted to prove without a doubt, just as you would in court of law, he wanted to state forth by evidence, prove that this is the same. This is the one that was going to bleed, suffer, and die for our sins, was going to be buried, stay in the grave for 3 long days, and get up with all power in his hand. John is accredited through the Holy Spirit to being the author of John's Gospel, of first, second, and third epistles of John, and also of the book of Revelation, which was given to him on an island called Patmos, where he was banished. History has it that John had preached the gospel so much that they tried to stop him, and they did everything that they could, even to the point of trying to boil him and cause him of hot oil. And after that didn't work, they just banished him to his death. And John lived longer than any of the other disciples. So he was one that did it. But as we look back, we look back down the last 12 months, we look down the corridor of time, we look back down through the last 52 weeks, that's a lot of taking place. But when we look back down these last 365 days in this time that we living in, you know, we just look back. We look back down the last 8,760 hours. When we look, we just stand there and we gaze back and we look back down the last 525,600 minutes of this year of 2017. We look back down the last 31,536,000 seconds of this year called 2017. When we look back, you would have to proclaim, as my pastor always does, you would have to proclaim that Jesus is all right with you. I know I'm the only one that feels that way. When you look back and see where he brought you from, it ain't because you've been all that good, but it's because he's good. When we just look back sometimes, we just look back, we don't stare. But we look back and we remember when it looked like, when we thought we wasn't going to make it. And he said, just stay the course. Somebody say, I got you. Let me get back on the text. Let me tell you about the text. I know sometimes. sometimes we have wanted to get somebody tripped up at times. Well, you know, nowadays we got so many words that they use a word now called collusion. That word in the news and stuff. Collusion. Well, we find that Jesus had been teaching in the temple the day before, and he had been teaching the people, and he got up early that morning. He came back and he started teaching the people again. And as he's teaching, all of a sudden, there was this God awesome noise, a big pile of people coming up. And you know, when you got a fight on the street, and everybody together, they run into the fight, and you hear the noise going, and you hear things making noise that you didn't even know was on the street. Well, that's the way it was. I mean, they were coming, they were dragging this poor woman. Well, they were in collusion. Yeah, they were in collusion, and they were going to sacrifice this poor woman in order to trap up Jesus. The reason I say they were in collusion, I mean, they had this one. They came and they just threw her at Jesus' feet, and I mean, they had what you call a kangaroo coat. Guilty. And the reason I know they have a kangaroo coat because as I look back over this thing, I said, well, in Deuteronomy 22 and 22, it says that if a man be found lying with a woman married to her husband, then they both of them shall die. Yeah. But they ain't bring up the man. They just bought the woman. And not only did they just bring the woman, but they brought a fraud at Jesus' feet to see what he was going to do, so he could be part in this unlawful act. Even in the Bible. But the scripture said Jesus didn't pay no attention to her. He just stooped down. He stooped down. He went to right on the ground. But then the preacher that I had, Paul Wesley, okay, some things that one of you see. And I wonder if that's what we're going to be. And you know that time. Why in the world would this woman light on the night? What in the world would be so important that he could just sit down and start?
All right,
preacher. To light on the night. And then he said, well, it could have been that he was writing, I made you, and I knew all about you. When you look at the gospel according to John, he as I said, he didn't mess around with anything at all. He just went straight to eternity past and said, in the beginning, what's the word? And the word was with God, and the word was God, and not anything that was made was made by God. So that let me know that he made us, and he knows all about us. And they kept asking, what sin is? What'd you say about it? What we gonna do? What you gonna do? And he stood up. And he said, he that is without sin cast the first stone.
Yes, sir.